The Czech economy is slowing down, though at present it has managed to stave off a recession, with the EU recently agreeing on a stimulus package, while many individual countries do the same. The question is being asked, what, if anything, can the Czech Republic do to boost its economy? Dominik Hume spoke with economist Pavel Mertlík to find out if there was any sort of political consensus about what to do.
I don't think so. The political parties are working on some stimulus packages, but the view of the government is that this is something that should be prepared for the future if it's really necessary, but not for now, while the opposition Social Democrats believe that already now is the right time.
And obviously, I guess there's a sort of ideological perspective. The Social Democrats are suggesting tax increases, but also a lowering of VAT, whereas the Civic Democrats are not suggesting that. So what are the various measures that the different parties are proposing?
Government is rather focusing the supply side of the economy in terms of decreasing corporate taxes, corporate profit taxes, while the Social Democrats would prefer to have some, let's say, demand side policy, like increasing some specific public expenditures support the economic growth.
And would you say that there's resistance in this government, obviously being a right-of-centre government, to using public money to put together some sort of stimulus?
Well, I think that the key issue is the degree of public deficit, which the government wants not to exceed too much. But on the other hand, I think they will be flexible during the time. It depends on the real development. Also, the government approved or agreed with a European package of 1.5% of GDP. So definitely they will have to prepare some elaboration of that for the Czech case.
Could you explain that to our listeners when you say 1.5% GDP? What exactly does that mean?
The European Union's package, which was approved by the heads of governments of European Union countries, which is targeted to increase the aggregate demand by 1.5% of GDP on the European level, that means each EU country, and this means that the Czech government agrees to go in similar direction also as regards the Czech economy, so some extra public expenditure as well.
And obviously the Czech economy is nowhere near as bad a shape as the American economy or the British economy are at the moment. Is there some sort of consensus about whether acting early is best or waiting until if the situation gets worse?
I think the consensus is not yet here, but we shall see the future economic development. The difference between the Czech and British or American economy is that there were not huge asset price bubbles. But on the other hand, the Czech Republic is heavily dependent on export, and shrinking foreign demand for Czech products, particularly car industry, is something which is very important for the economy.
And that's something presumably that the Czech Republic cannot influence. It's dependent on the health of the economies of Germany, say, or other EU neighbours.
Yes, exactly.
Economist Pavel Mertlík talking there to Dominik Hume.